Yeah, ooh, da-da-da.
I'm keeping that one. Welcome back to episode 2 of the Cool Jam Show. I'm Kate.
And I'm Taylor.
Today is an episode dedicated all to a special show that I think everyone's been obsessed with recently, Kingdom.
And if you haven't been obsessed with it, then you need to be.
You need to be. Why? Why? Because the season finale is on June 3rd. June 3rd, we will figure out who is the King of Kings. Oh. Let's be honest. I don't think I could narrow down a solid, this is who I want to win. Because, like, honestly,
my biggest problem is that, like, I am a hopeless multi-stan. And I can't even say that. Okay, so I'm going to be really happy for whoever wins, but I'm also going to be like split down the middle because I'm going to be sad for the other 5.
Me too. I mean, because honestly, they all deserve to win. They genuinely all deserve to win. There's not been a single time where I've been like, nah, that group doesn't deserve to win. Who would even say something like that? First of all,
yeah,
second of all,
you see like you see the behind the scenes, like the work that they put into it.
Exactly. All the aerials, all the injuries that they push through, everything.
All the sleep that they don't get.
All the sleep. Y'all. There's so many idols that just, I swear to God, they don't sleep. I'm looking at you, Bang Chen, and you're staying up till birds chirp. Hong Jung, yes.
Hong Jung sleeping in the studio.
That was cute though, but like, I feel that. I've done it. Not like sleeping in the studio, but like, yeah. I've done that before though. I've done that though. Like if something's not coming to you, like, just stop, take a 30-minute nap or whatever, like, come back to it. Just put it down for a minute and then come back, it'll come to you. But, so, we do know, there's been a few comebacks recently that I don't think we discussed. Not in the last one, because I think they had they came out just after that. But JB's song, Switch It Up, now that he is signed to Higher, he signed to Higher, where Yoo Gyeom signed to AOMG. Either way, both of them are Jay Park's labels.
And boy, man is collecting GOT7 members like Pokemon cards.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Pokemon card. Well, so I mean, Jackson has his Ting Wang, and I know Bam Bam signed to a different label, but I'm pretty sure that like if there's gonna be a GOT7 thing, it'll probably come through AOMG or Higher. Those one or two and like Team Wang. I need a new GOT7 comeback, like a good GOT7 comeback. A good one, because like JYP was horrible to my boys. They deserve
your
better.
Last song, though.
Encore. Oh, rip my heart out, why don't you? But I bless their little hearts. Just bless their little hearts. Another comeback around the same time was a NCT Dream with Hot Sauce.
Yes. Oh,
Dreamies are getting spicy, man. The Dreamies are getting spicy.
And who told them they were allowed to get that spicy?
Absolutely no one. Absolutely no one.
They had no right.
I swear. I mean,
as an older K-pop stan.
Yeah. Yeah. No. I completely understand what you're talking about. Because
I'm in pain.
Yeah. A lot of the newer newer generations of K-pop. Like, we're as old as certain as some idols. I mean, you're a 93 line, I'm a 96. So you're the same age as in K-pop years. Yes.
It makes us ancient because all of these new babies are from like the 2000s.
Yeah, all the new babies are like 2000 liners. Well, not even 2000 liners. Like, isn't there the youngest, like ENHYPEN? ENHYPEN just debuted what, this past year or within the last year?
Yes.
And Nikki is like 15. Isn't Nikki the same age as Hyunkai from TXT?
I think Hyuka is 2002.
I think Nikki is like 2002, 2003.
Hyuka is 2002, I believe, because he's 18 now.
Yeah,
be 19 this year.
Mm-hmm.
He's a 2005.
Oh, okay. He's an 05. And how old is Nikki?
Nikki is a 2005.
Oh, Nikki is a 2000. Wow. Wow. I'm 9 years older than him. I'm 9 years older.
I'm way older than him. I'm ancient.
I'm ancient. Hi.
I'm like, what, 11 years older than Hyuka. Ouch. Which, that hurts.
Wow. Oh god, there's hurts. Yeah. Well, I mean, if you think about it, you're the same age as Taemin and Wonho and all those 93 liners. I'm the same age as Taekyun or IM, 10 from NCT, Woozi from 17.
Taemin and Wonho and Yoongi, we're old.
I'm pretty sure they would love to hear that.
We're old. No, do you see the babies that are coming out in K-pop now? Like, we're old, guys. We're old.
They're old. We're old. And then you got these new baby K-pop idols that are like ENHYPEN. They are too young to be acting that sexy. They should not be acting that sexy.
No, that's illegal. It's illegal on so many levels.
I know their thing is like,
sexy vampires.
Yeah, but like,
could you tone down the sexy a little?
Damn. Yeah, your oldest member is Yisung, and he's like,
he's still.
Yeah, he's a baby. He's what, a 2000er, 2000, 2001, something like that. He's only like 19, 20. Yeah. But he's still a baby. He's still a baby. I don't care how old you are. He's still a baby.
No, he can't have a drink with me at the bar. That's what it is.
Remember? Yeah. 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 That's our thing. It is.
If you can't have a drink with me at a bar in the United States, then you're too young.
Yeah. But like, I feel like that rules out a lot of like really amazing people we could be friends with.
Yes. No. Friends. Friends are fine. We love friends. We love friends. We love friends.
Oh, dear God. So NCT Dream's Hot Sauce. And then today, we're...
TXT.
TXT came back with the Chaos Chapter Freeze. And I have to say, like, just listening to it already,
I am obsessed.
True. I think my favorite so far by what I've heard is probably Anti-Romantic.
Oh, I love that song. But I also love Frost.
Frost is really good too.
Ashniko had a hand in that one. A lot of people had a hand in that one.
Yes, I do know that some of the primary producers for Love Song. Was it Love Song?
Zero times one equals Love Song. I know I love you.
Okay. I know that the primary producers for Love Song were Slow Rabbit and RM. So I would like to honorable mention how good TXT looks in this comeback.
Oh, yes. Oh, whoever is the stylist and like the makeup team and I don't know, friggin' creative directors for the music videos and the sets for the stage, props to you. You all deserve a raise.
Big hit. Get to it. My God. Everything about it was amazing.
Stunning.
They do look, they look absolutely stunning. I don't know why. I don't, it, like, it, it gave me, you even mentioned it when we saw the music video, that it had that, that, like, the, that, like, edgy Five Sauce, like, look to it.
Yeah.
It, and I would agree with, like, you on that.
It felt like a 5 Seconds of Summer music video, but better because it's TXT.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
And the song on point.
Mm.
Everything about it on point. If you haven't seen the music video, you need to, or you're hiding under a rock.
Yeah. So on to Kingdom. Now, Kingdom Legendary War. That is, the finale is set to air on June 3rd. So that is coming up very soon, unfortunately. Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, the day this airs will be the day after, the day after the finale. By that point, yeah, we're gonna have a big cry, but we're also gonna have some cheers. Because whoever wins, congratulations, you deserve it. But also, whoever loses, I'm so sorry, but you also deserve it.
Whoever wins, much prouds, we love you, you deserve that crown. But whoever loses, all the virtual hugs and love, and you did good. You did really good. We're so proud of you.
Yeah. And at this point, I have no idea who could actually take the crown right now. I do have a toss-up. Like, I feel like it's gonna either be Stray Kids, ATEEZ, or maybe Icon. That would be nice. I like I said before, I feel like Kingdom is the rebranding of Icon. But I also feel like it's slingshotting Stray Kids and ATEEZ into a limelight.
If you hear the tracks that they put out, they are all masterpieces in their own right.
The only one that I'm not
completely... I still say that it's a masterpiece in its own right.
It is, but I think the only one that I don't particularly, I don't feel the groove of it. Now, do I feel the heart and soul that they put into it? Yes. However, I just, like you said when we listened to it, the line distribution for the Boyz' song, Kingdom Come, the line distribution just isn't fully there. The English line of the group only got 2 lines a piece.
Like, and Hyunjae, honey, we love your voice. It's so beautiful.
We and get I'm it. Sure, he's the main singer, but
I'm sure it's, you know, not your fault that you got more lines. But
I feel like, you know, because you have a group like SF9 that has 9 members. And to me, it felt like it was divided up a lot better. I know the Boyz has more people in it, but I feel like the line distribution could have been a little bit better. In regards to, like, Sonu was the only one that rapped.
Well, except for Eric.
I didn't even really hear. Yeah, but that was his, like, 2 lines. That was it. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that defeats the purpose for me. Yeah. I feel, and a lot of the times I feel like the English line of the Boyz get so, like, they get pushed to the background a lot. Which I don't understand why, because they do wonders for the team. I mean, Eric has an amazing voice and he raps extremely well. Jacob has an amazing voice. Kevin has an amazing voice. So like, Creaker, what's up?
Get your life together.
Right? The other one that I was, or one that I was absolutely blown away by was B2B's. Ooh, yes. Finale.
The harmonization and
Hangsub and Unkwang. I mean, they've been blowing us away with their vocals the entire time. They've been showing us amazing qualities of themselves, but I feel like this was them giving it their complete, total, and all. But also, Penny L, the beginning of the song, it gave me chills. It gave me chills listening to it. And also, don't judge me, I'll be listening to it with headphones from now on.
Oh, just so you can hear all the beautiful layers in it.
Yes, yes.
Because the way the vocals are layered is just stunning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I am super impressed with how.
Like, I got chills listening to that. You know, another one that I was impressed with was 80s.
Yes! Oh my god. So you showed me this because it popped into your squirrel brain.
Yes. Squirrel brain is very helpful sometimes.
Squirrel brain is really helpful, but it was also just one of those moments of like, aha!
I also had the same aha with the end of, oh shoot, I can't remember what the music video is, but they teased a little bit of fireworks at the end of it.
Inception. The very end of Inception teases fireworks. And at the end of fireworks, you can hear the beginning of their kingdom song.
If you listen until the 20, don't skip to the 22 second mark, but listen until 22 seconds after listening to fireworks, and mm-hmm. you'll hear it.
Yeah. So it's kind of like if you... So we'll put it in a different context for any armies. If you are listening to Dechita, the end of Dechita, and go into Uge, that gunshot where it connects the two, yeah, that's...
is beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, dear God. So the first episode versus this last episode of Kingdom... first of all, production value has skyrocketed.
Oh boy, it's stunning to watch.
I mean,
did you see Icon's last performance? Mwah. Lisa, you're yes. a queen, honey.
Lisa joining them, that was definitely, you know, keep it in the YG family. It felt like the feeling they had to the song was very Big Bang mixed with like Blackpink, but also very Icon. I applaud them for being able to do that. The storytelling for that performance was...
I have a question for Bobby. Did you legitimately take a nap, honey?
It looked like it. If he didn't, like, he's really good at acting, but like, it
looked like you were actually sleeping.
It did. I mean, but also, like, the Home Alone face that he did when God. Lisa came out, man.
Just the fake, just...
I
love his attitude throughout the whole show. It's like, it's... because everybody else is taking it so seriously. And Bobby
yeah.
just sitting here like, hey, guys.
He's bopping away.
He's just vibing. Like,
I mean,
in the work, he's doing it. He's doing great. He's killing it. But he's just vibing.
I mean, he's doing well. They're doing amazing.
Oh yeah.
It's just one that's like, you're doing great, honey. That's my son.
Until you realize you're older than DK, and then you just have a full-on mental breakdown.
Bobby's my brother's age.
Yeah, which is like only, what, a year older than me? There you go. He's a 95.
Yes.
He's a 95. I'm a 96. DK is a 97. Absolutely none of that makes sense. Because it's Icon. They're like, it doesn't, it like, I don't know. It's
been so long that it just doesn't compute, right?
Yeah, and I think that is, I think that's the biggest like hang up that I have in regards to being a K-pop stan. It's like, you know, I mean, you look at groups like Super Junior and SHINee, and they're all reaching their 30s or are in their 30s.
Don't tell me that. Because that means I'm also reaching my 30s, and I don't want to hear that right now.
Yo, my 25th birthday is in a couple weeks. So, no. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I'm already having a midlife crisis, and I'm only in my mid-20s.
I feel like that's just the day, the time that we're in, you know?
I gotta move to Korea, so I'll feel like I'm in the prime of my youth.
Yeah, because there we are.
Yeah. Yeah. Here, over here, it's... Here, it's like...
It's like if you're not married by the time you're 21, you're behind.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're not married and having kids, you're behind on the, you're behind. Or it's like, well, when are you going to settle down and have kids? I don't want to have kids right now, Karen.
I don't know, Karen. When are you going to pull your head out of your rear end?
On Wednesdays, we wear pink.
Yeah. We do, right?
No, because we're former emo kids. And if it's not black, then... So, like, I mean, okay, so here's the thing. Is Changbin can sit with us. Like, he's even said his soul is black. So, like, I feel that.
Binny could always sit with us. So could JK.
Yes. Who's some of the other ones? Every day we wear black. It's the every day we wear black. Who else is, like... Shoot.
I'm actually wearing all black right now.
mine's dark enough to be black. So.
It's black, like my soul.
I mean.
Yoongi.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Last year he said he wanted to try colors. So how's that working out for you, sir?
You went straight back to all black.
Grays and blacks.
I guess that. No. Gray isn't black. He has a point.
Yes, but last year he was wearing pink. Yes, but last year he was wearing more pinks and whites and tans. And
that was because Big Hit told him.
Did they?
When you leave a Yoongi to his own devices, what do you think he's going to choose?
To be an emo kid?
Yes, exactly. Oh, shoot. Most of TXT, actually... Screw it. All of TXT.
You know what? You're not wrong. Why? Because every single one of them wants to be an e-boy.
Yes.
Oh, good. They all want to be e-boys. Hansae for Victon.
Yes. Yes. You have. Saint Vaughn.
Oh, from VAV, Saint Vaughn. Yes and no. He's got that like... He's got that like punk rock aesthetic.
Oh, you're right, but he's not.
But I'm in love with it. He's not quite like e-boy or emo. Taeyang from SF9 has that aesthetic. But like he'd be the prettiest of the bunch.
Bobby.
Yeah. Yeah. He's got that former emo kid thing going on and like all his piercings.
Emo kids are welcome.
Yeah, yeah. Who else? Jay from Day 6. I am, yes. Juwani would be like the happy one. Like if there's a happy emo.
He would probably be like the most cheery at the table, but still, if you put him next to like a cheerleader, no, he's an emo.
Yeah. He's that emo that, okay, so do you remember back in high school, the emo kid that always played with the hacky sack?
Are we sure this episode is about Kingdom?
No.
How about we just call this episode just vibing?
Like just vibing.
We just vibing. Like, we talked about Kingdom and then we talked about this.
It's still about Kingdom. We're just retarded. It's still about Kingdom. We're just retarded. The newer episode's just the production.
Baekhyun could also sit with us on certain days.
I just feel like you're a little biased on that. Tanyeol is more of an emo kid.
That's fair.
Dio.
Mingi.
Yosung.
Yes. Yosung. On some days.
Songhwa.
Songhwa.
Because
no, on all yeah. Days.
He's an emo little dragon. I love him. He's an emo little dragon.
On some days, Hongjoong.
Just all of ATs on the list.
You know what? That's fair.
That's fair. Because here's the thing. It's like you have San, but like Wooyoung goes wherever San does.
Yeah, so if San was like, yo, Woo, put on this outfit, he'd be like, okay, it looks cute.
Do I need eyeliner?
How much eyeliner do I need?
How much eyeliner? How much eyeliner?
And then while painting his nails, do I need to paint my nails?
Red or black?
Both of them.
Welcome to our podcast. Both of them.
Yes. Hi. We're both.
We're both of them.
Yes. Oh my God. That's us. Both of them.
This has turned into a giant, just a mess.
You can't get one, you get both of them.
you can't just have one, it's both of them. In regards to like the props and the choreo then versus Mal, I have to say I'm impressed because there's a lot more. At first it was kind of like, oh, the props and everything else, but now they're just finding new ways to utilize their bodies.
Oh boy.
And some of them have me worried,
but some of them I'm not complaining.
Some of them I'm not complaining either, because SF9's version of Move by Taemin.
That's my be back on that.
Ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, she is broken.
Broken my brain.
She's broken.
No. My brain broke when it was like ADHD.
Which has been the entire time. So it's G-Sung at the controls right now. It's just Quokka World. Coca World.
G-Sung and JK on energy drinks. And they're just like, this will be funny. Bink.
What does this button do?
Oh, by the way, if you're leaving this in, the story behind that one is, if you've ever seen the movie Inside Out, all the little emotions that are at the keyboard, kind of the dashboard deal. They push the button for the different emotions. I imagine different K-pop idols in my head controlling what's going on. And oh, it is a
mess. It's always a mess.
Sometimes it's Tiny Tan.
Oh God, for most of the time it's Tiny Tan.
Sometimes they invite in the Stray Kids. Oh, the cute little Stray Kids.
Skazoo. Yeah. Skazoo. Oh my God.
Zoo. And
that makes me sad.
And sometimes it's a BT21 and Skazoo party.
Okay, but like, how adorable would that be? Oh my God. Oh my God.
I am.
But like, why would Dwicky and Cookie just be fighting constantly? No, fighting.
Oh, that's fair.
Like full on brawling.
Cookie would be like, I have to be the cutest and the best.
But also they're both rabbits and pink. And I mean, I know Dwicky is like the it's a bunny pig, but like it just makes sense to me.
Koya would be off in the corner napping.
As usual. As usual. I don't remember the sleepy one in I don't remember the sleepy one in Skazoo.
Whichever one the sleepy one is, they'd be napping together and it would be so cute. And then RJ would be walking around snacks. Anyone want snacks?
Fun? Anyone for fun?
I have lots of snacks. Anyone want snacks?
Make it make sense.
Yedabon. Bang?
Everyone, bread. Make our brains make sense, people. Make our brains make sense.
Why did I just picture Yoongi in the maze?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Why was I just talking about that? I was just talking about that at work with one of my coworkers. She had never seen the Sailor Moon thing.
Oh no!
Oh,
needs to see that.
I showed her that cursed image. I'm so sorry, RM. I'm sorry. I know we're supposed to keep. I know we're supposed to keep Ratmon in the closet, but like, I'm sorry. She's a baby. She needs to know these things. Okay, she thought Yoongi was the only one to cross-dress. Yeah, she thought Yoongi was the only one to cross-dress.
With the maid's costume thing?
Mm-hmm.
No.
No, honey.
They also wore that dress.
The ladybug dress. They've put JK in a dress how many times at this point?
That's because he looks so cute in a dress.
Yeah, but like the first time they put him in a dress was also the same day that Taehyung got his first kiss from J-Hope with the help of Min Yoongi, putting them together like two Barbie dolls, okay?
And now you kiss.
That's literally what he did. You have to look at every angle of that video because there's two different angles. He's smiling so huge and just squishes their faces together. You evil, evil little man. Oh, little, God.
You're literally taller than both of us. If that helps you to feel any better.
5 inches on you. What is it? 4 on me? No. 7 on you. 5 on me. Because he's what, like 5'9"?
I'm 5'2".
I'm 5'5".
The same size as Woozy.
Yeah, I am the same height as Woozy. I'm the same height as Woozy.
I'm shorter than Woozy.
I have to look up pictures of Woozy next to other idols just to see where I'd come up to.
Ah, I'd come up to about nipple height on that one. Look at him right in the nipples.
I'm looking at you, Roan. Nearly a foot taller than me. You freaking tree.
Oh, shoot.
Like, oh.
Some of these idols, they're just so giant.
I want to know what they're feeding them.
SF9, you know. What did they feed, you know?
I'm convinced. I'm convinced. Like, I don't know what they fed him. Like, I don't understand.
Excuse me. He's too damn big. He's too damn big.
I can't.
Some of these fighters are just too damn big.
Yeah, yeah. I would agree to that. But also, like, I know to even be a part of the system, you have to be like a certain height and stuff like that. Especially for the men.
Woozy barely makes it.
That's rude.
No, I mean, it's depressing. So rude. It's depressing. He's still taller than me.
I mean, Hong Jung is pretty tiny. Tin Won is pretty tiny. Woozy, obviously. Jinjin from Astro is very tiny.
Oh, I love Jinjin. He's so squishy.
The same age. That man is built like a kangaroo.
Or like that pit bull on TikTok, the one that has all of the muscles. And I'm sorry to inform you, that is not a pit bull.
That's an American bully.
Wrestler.
A what?
That is a wrestler. That is Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
On four legs.
That is not a dog. That is Dwayne the Rock Johnson cosplaying as a dog.
Broken teapot noises.
We have really walked away with.
Oh, very. So the group interactions on Kingdom. We obviously had the It's One versus Mayfly episodes that began on with that like field and track episode. Can we discuss Minhyuk and B2B just being a human rabbit? Batman! He's a human jackrabbit!
Are we sure he's not like part kangaroo, part jackrabbit, part human?
Whatever it is, the man can jump. He cleared, what was it, over 2 meters? It was over 2 meters that he cleared.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely perfectly fine, cleared it. Who was the other one? Was it? I don't think it was Woo Young. Bang Chan. It was Chris. He is a kangaroo, though.
Why did I picture Kevin in my head, though?
Twerked on national television.
But his mom was still proud of him.
I mean, then again, like, Kevin really is a mood maker, and he's hilarious. Kevin's a mood maker, and he's hilarious.
And we love Kevin.
We do. And his
best boy.
He's also like Kevin Bay. Kevyonce. Yeah. Moon Bay.
Moon Bay.
I know.
I know. Don't look at me like that.
I wasn't talking about that. There was some. Us being like, I love the group interactions because Aties has now tried to adopt Felix.
Yes. I'm sure almost every group wants to adopt Felix.
Okay, first of all, deep voice, amazing dancing skills, amazing skills in general.
To be fair, though, it seems like Icon wants to adopt Aties, like all of Aties.
I think it's just because, like, they're all around, like, the same area. Like, I think they were mentioning that either YG's company was right around Aties' dorm, or, like...
Oh, and then Aties
or like
going, oh, we just want to be kidnapped. Let's give you our location on...
Dude, yes! Right?
Insane.
Yes! Short answer, yes!
That's fair.
Good it's Lord. Aties. Yeah, you're not wrong. You can tell those boy, they've only been in the scene for a couple years, and you can tell it because I don't think they have that many sasangs yet.
Or too many brain cells rubbing together.
That one is very likely too. Jesus. Sirs, stop trying to give away your address on public television. There are creeps in this world that will show up at your door. The problem was, is Icon was cool with it. They were like, yo, let me get a pen and paper.
Yeah.
Jesus.
We're going to show up at your house at 3 o'clock in the morning for no reason.
Just knocking on the door, AT's answers.
Yeah, chicken!
And beer! Don't know if you're old enough to drink, but here it is. Bobby is always wanting to like have a drink with people. Yeah. Bobby, they're minors.
Oh my gosh, that makes me think about a time Bobby, he was with some Japanese like schoolgirls, and he was like, oh, this with another member of Icon. It wasn't creepy, I swear to Bob.
Didn't sound creepy at all there to begin with.
But he was like, this place is really popular for its alcohol. And then June just goes, they're underage. He goes, oh, never mind. Disregard that.
It would be June. At least June was the voice of reason there.
Yeah.
Then again, you put those two together and like,
It's a wrap. It's over.
Somebody else must have had a brain cell for that one.
No, I'm convinced that all of K-pop shares one brain cell and Yeontan has it.
But where's the lie? Where's the lie? Oh my god, where's the lie? And poor Namjoon needs it before he commits 6 murders and a suicide. Good lord. Oh,
maybe it's 2, so that way they can actually rub together and spark something.
That must be the only thing, because those 2 brain cells just go to the ones that write all the songs.
The owner of the company is just like, here's your brain cells, use them wisely, don't lose them. And you can tell which groups lose their brain cells. It's
very shiny. Obvious.
Yes. Although I'm convinced that maybe like Key took them and hid them.
And then forgot where they were.
Yes.
He took them to keep Taemin from burning the house down.
Yes.
And because then evil Maknae. But he took them to keep Taemin from burning the house down. But he himself forgot where they were.
Hence why Shiny is where they are. And we love
You're not wrong. Yes. Yes, we do. Us being multi-stands and watching the show. painful. There is no other words to describe it. Just pain and suffering. Because anytime... Reporting for duty. We're not 90s kids at all.
No, not at all.
If
you don't understand that joke, then you don't understand it.
Yeah, yeah. But if you do, you're old too. Old people benefits?
Yes.
Yeah. I'll be filing tomorrow. Yeah. I'll be filing tomorrow because my lower back just goes, oh my god.
You're almost 25, it makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Once you hit 25, I swear, that's when you get all the new pains, and it's so much fun.
I need to go to the store and get those one-a-days. Yes. Old people vitamins!
And those, like, icy hot patches.
Oh, God. And just continuously smell like aspirin cream.
That's your new fragrance now.
Asper cream. It's not peonies. It's not peonies. Like the actual perfume I wear is peony. Is that how you pronounce it? Peony? 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 Whatever it is. It's a flower.
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 Oh no.
Now I've hurted myself with baby triangle gimbap JK.
Oh no.
So yes, being a multi and watching Kingdom has been super painful. Because I
watching everything.
Yes. I mean, and there were some groups that, like, obviously I had heard of every group that came onto the show. I've heard of every single one of them. I did not stan every single one of them before, but I do now.
Like, BTV, I knew, okay, I'm not even going to lie. I'd heard of B2B. I didn't realize Peniel was part of
it. And I, same thing. I didn't realize, I knew Peniel was part of a group, but I didn't, yeah. It was same general thing. I didn't know that Peniel was part of B2B. Because
I've decided to stand SF9 because of Kingdom.
Same. And you're also trying to turn me into an iconic.
Hey.
I don't know if I'm gonna take the full dive into becoming a Dobis or not. Dobis?
Dobby.
Dobby. Dobby. Dobby is a free elf.
Dobby.
Dobby is a free elf.
You look at like the English, it's the B, but don't pronounce it that way. You look like a noob. Like Dobby.
I know.
But Dobby.
Dobby is a free elf.
Okay.
Just Kevin has given Dobby a suck. Dobby is a free elf.
It's like Dobby. Kevin has given Dobby a sock.
Dobby has given Master a sock. What?
Oh, that had the same energy of. Did I just say pussy in my flute?
What?
It was a TikTok. If you have
God.
You have severely missed out on something.
We're gonna have to do a live like in July when you're down here. Are you ever gonna buy your plane ticket? Don't give me that. Are you ever gonna buy your plane ticket? Songs we are obsessed with right now. Listening to it on a repeat, but Break My Heart Again by Phineas, Billie Eilish's older brother, Phineas. What are you obsessed with recently?
Oh, goodness. Here, ready? Sit down, strap in.
Oh, God.
We are obsessed with Hot Science CT Dream. B.I. got it like that.
That is a good song. That is a really good song. My second one is
Switch It Up.
Oh yeah. Yes. Yes.
Because it's amazing.
Yes. I've been obsessed with Bambi. Bambi by Baekhyun.
That is a good one.
I swear for God. I swear for God.
I am sleep deprived. I am a permanently exhausted pigeon, ma'am.
Nam Jesus himself gonna have to come save you. No, I'm not drunk enough to deal with this.
I'm sober and I'm stupid as anything.
And then for my third, another one, Son Mala, by it's Mozart Napara, featuring Jay Park. Sweet Jesus and Mary too. That is such a good song. Bambi is just, you know, missing Baekhyun hours because man is, yeah, right. I don't understand how EXO is going to have their comeback and not have Chen and Baekhyun and like those two powerhouse voices. Now, don't get me wrong, I love Dio, I love Shu, but like Chen and Baekhyun have the powerhouse voices of the group. So I do wonder how they're gonna do this with very few members actually here. Supposedly, Lei is going to join them for this one.
Oh, nice.
Supposedly Lei is going to be joining them. I'm not going to hold my breath until it is completely 120% confirmed.
I have one more, is what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
Frost.
By TXT. Frost is very good.
I listened to it today and I'm obsessed. I can't stop listening to that song. Whenever my squirrel brain gets a spare second, it's like Frost by TXT. Play it now.
But I mean, you're not wrong.
Ew, that was gross. Why did you crack like that? You mean bones. Anyway, boo boo doo ba doo bow, and we're back.
Hello.
Sayo.
You know what it is.
Hello, Annyeonghaseyo.
Featuring my cat. Featuring my cat. She's making her hot debut with the purrs from nowhere. What are you doing, madam? Okay. So that is all for this episode. Sounded like goofy. So that is it for this episode, guys. I hope you had just as much fun as we probably did.
Thank you for enjoying our crackheadery. Come back next week for the next episode.
The next episode? Is it an EpiPen?
Episode.
You're allergic to the real world. Come find us. We have your episode.